That's Madonna on Nova 103.5 with a holiday. So as I was talking about that really, really sad news that the News on One and Future Media News team were covering just the other day, that one woman dies of cervical cancer every 2 days. I have the CEO of the Cancer Association of Namibia in with me. Rolf, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm not going to use Mr. Rolf Hansen.
No,
you don't like that. So we'll just stick to Rolf. I'm guessing, I was trying to figure out, that has to be internationally, not Namibia, not one woman every 2 days in Namibia.
Unfortunately, that is every second day if you take the whole number. So it does look very shocking when you hear every second day, but it is about 180 to about 195 on average women that die from cervical cancer every year. That is a very harsh reality that we're facing. And that's why the cervical cancer elimination program is so important.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was mentioning on air as well, cervical cancer is one of those, we've made these amazing strides in medicine and science, and we can actually prevent cervical cancer. It is a preventable cancer. I mean, there's always that whole, the big C, once you've got it, it's all over. And that's not necessarily the case anymore either. But this is one that you don't even have to get.
Yeah, so that's the sad reality. The Ministry of Health and Social Services has rolled out the HPV vaccination campaign. And I think that there is a lot of vaccine uptake hesitancy right now because of what we went through with COVID-19. And from our side as Cancer Association, we respect everyone's fears. We respect the position of the Namibian House because we all have questions to ask. The reality is that HPV vaccines have been around for the past 2-3 decades. They have been tried and tested. They have gone through a lot of epidemiological reporting, investigations and everything. And HPV vaccine is actually the one that can save a boy or a girl child. And I want to start with boy because everyone always asks, why girls only? The ideal is that boys and girls should get it before their sexual debut. The human papillomavirus is a sexually transmitted viral infection, which most of us who are sexually active would have been exposed to it somewhere along the line. But it is, David, because when our immune systems are compromised, And it is not necessarily just HIV. You are born sometimes with immune deficient disorders, and sometimes our immune systems are just weaker some than others. When you have persistent infection, reoccurring infection, so you have various types of HPV 16, 18, 21, which are the cancer causing ones, cervical cancer, but you've got genital warts, you've got all these different types. And if there's a persistent infection, this then translates or may translate to cervical cancer. So if we actually vaccinate, we can save lives.
Sure. I'm glad. I mean, you brought up the boy thing because to me, you know, I have a young boy. I don't have a daughter. If I had a daughter, I would most definitely, have her vaccinated against HPV. And, you know, with a young boy, I want him to be vaccinated as well because, like you say, it's nice to be idealistic and think that in a dream world, you'll only have one sexual partner and everybody will be safe and sound. But that's not the reality of life. No. And he could end up unwittingly spreading something that could actually hurt somebody else later
or
in life.
Or get a form of cancer himself. So boys can get a form of HPV-driven cancer as well. When we look at boys, we look at oral, throat, penile, or anal cancers especially. For the girls, it's primarily cervical cancer, but for them too, oral cancer, throat cancers, these sort of things. And yes, the gentlemen, boys, young men are generally the carriers. And then it sort of rests in the cervix of a young lady or a woman. And it just chills there for about a decade. It just calmly chills. And once you have long forgotten about that sexual partner, it might have been a one-night fling, your first big love affair in high school or something like that. You have forgotten about that person. 10 years later, boom, here comes cervical cancer. Okay, so that is the reality of this disease. There's a window period. So the ideal is that, yes, boys and girls should be vaccinated. For this round in the state, girls between the ages of 9 and 14 are the focus area, focus group, the cohort group to be vaccinated. But in private healthcare, boys can get vaccinated as well.
All right. And, yeah, I mean, looking at that, as you say, it could be anyone. It could be your husband that had now transferred it to you. So I'd seen stories internationally. One of the mothers was coming on and saying she's not going to get her daughter vaccinated because her daughter isn't the kind of person who would sleep around. And the reality is that you don't have to be. It's not a guilt type thing. It's not that if you pick up HPV, you were irresponsible.
Not at all. It is, and that's where we have to start differentiating between saving lives proactively by preventing rather than a reactive and finger pointing and blame game, because we have also had a lot of Namibian community members, and with all due respect, saying this, church communities entering the conversation saying that we have to empower our children to abstain from sex. Mm. It's wonderful. I believe 100% in the ABCs. We went through it with HIV, control and management, abstain, be faithful, condomize. Wonderful. The reality is that our children are not ourselves. Mm-hmm. And very often I have heard the converted now preaching to the congregation that they were once part of. Okay, if you get my drift there. Basically is parents today forget that they were young and that they were a bit naughty, a bit irresponsible. Mm. So I have to be the voice of reason to say, don't think that your child is holy because you think they are holy and they will not. Things happen, and it may not even be sexual intercourse. It might be of a pre-intercourse nature as well. It is only as simple as skin-on-skin contact. That means, and I please respect when I say this, this is not derogatory, but when it comes to oral sex as well, when it comes to skin-on-skin exposure, mild sexual interaction, when there is exchange of bodily fluid and skin-on-skin contact. These are the transmission points for HPV. So the best option is, respectfully, enter the conversation, ask the right questions, understand which vaccines are available. I am very happy to note that Gardasil is the preferred option that the government has opted for. This is also our recommendation as Cancer Association. We have gotten in the experts. We have done the epidemiological investigations. I've gone through, I have debated, I've questioned, because I want to know that if there's something that we as association or myself as Rolf, we promote and we support, that this is something that my soul can go to bed at ease with at night. Yes, there are side effects, as with any vaccine. Mm-hmm. Yes, there can be some complications in some instances. That is true. But that is the situation with any vaccine, any injection, any medication. There may be adverse reactions. But those are minimal. I mean, if you look at the epidemiological report, there's about a 7% adverse reaction rate of fevers and trauma. That would be perhaps like pain or cramps during the initial introductory phase. And there's about a 3% radical adverse reaction rate. So the overall picture is not that bad, but I do respect that there is hesitancy. All we're asking for is that we have these type of conversations like we're doing right now, David, so that we can dispel the myth. Stay with the facts. and save lives.
I mean, and so people can obviously, you know, chat to their GP, someone that they have an existing relationship with, but they can also contact the Cancer Association, I suppose, as well as the Ministry of Health.
That's right. So speak to me anytime. Contact me, pop me an email, ceo@cam.org.na. Contact us, phone. Dr. Cater, our head of medical, is also available. Ministry of Health and Social Services teams are readily available and they will engage. I would like to say research online, but don't trust Dr. Google because, you know, sometimes I've also had it that I thought I was busy having a heart attack when actually it's a super panic attack. And I almost started calling the funeral parlor to get my coffin ready. We've gone through a lot the last 2 years. mental health is a serious issue. I'm fighting and winning that race as well. But, you know, to start off programs and projects, we always think, oh my God, I've got these symptoms and these sort of things are happening and I'm busy dying and this is what the internet says. So ask the right questions and have a balanced approach. Come sit and have tea. And let's talk about this.
Oh, there we go. So the HPV vaccine is available and is being rolled out in Namibia. That scary, scary statistic. One woman dies of cervical cancer every 2 days. Like Rolf said, chat to him, chat to your GP, chat to the Ministry of Health. Thanks so much for coming in, Rolf.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.